And canola's been a pretty good crop in Oklahoma the past couple of years. But Kim, let's talk about the numbers. How has canola worked?
Well, canola prices have been trending down. You know, you go back 2 years, we was in the $12, $13 bushel canola area. You come back to this last year, $9, $10, mostly $10, $10.50, something like that. We were predicting $8.50 for June of 2015. Doesn't look like we're going to get that. If I understand correctly, canola prices are down below $8. Of course, nobody has any canola to sell, so that's no big deal. Hopefully those prices will come back up before we get into harvest.
Okay, kind of staying in that neighborhood, $6 wheat, let's talk about what that means for Oklahoma.
Yeah, the wheat prices are just walling around. Yeah, on that March contract or the December contract, we roll to the March. It just can't get away from six. This week, those wheat prices were $5.84 to $6.12. You've got the upper limit at 620. You got the lower limit at 560. It's got to break those two to either start an uptrend or a downtrend. So until we do that, we've essentially got a sideways pattern in wheat from 580 to 620. Now, some excitement this week in wheat was the French are shipping us a cargo of wheat. It's soft red winter wheat. It's going into the feed market. It's very poor quality. It's not going to have any impact at all on hard red winter wheat prices, except psychologically. And I think that's part of the reason we hammered it down there for a little while. Just, hey, we're importing wheat. Our exports, if you're looking at that demand, the WASD is predicting 21% decline in exports from last year on all wheat. Right now it's down 26%. So lack of demand there. Hard red winter wheat, the market, the WASD or USDA is predicting 28% less than last year. We're 38% less than last year. So our problem right now is we just don't have sufficient demand for our wheat. Until we do, we're going to wallow around.
Okay, let's go into the corn markets. The prices are kind of slipping on that one also.
Well, we had an uptrend going in corn, you know, and that was good for producers that had corn to sell and bad for the producers that need to buy feed, but we broke that uptrend. We broke it at 390 on the March contract. It's got support at 370. We break that, we could get a downtrend. If you're going up, you got to break $4. You know, the market's got a lot to you know, chew on right now, including that French wheat coming into this market. You say, well, why do we need feed wheat when we got all this corn? Because it's cheap. It just shows how poor the quality of wheat was in France and Germany because of poor weather at harvest. And you've got the higher value of the dollar that lowers that French wheat. You know, it lowers it 50 to 60 cents a bushel, and you can bring it in the U.S. cheaper than you can buy corn.
Okay, soybeans.
They broke that downtrend too. Sounds like a broken record, doesn't it? You got the beans, you know, they broke that uptrend at 10.20. It's got support at $10. If it breaks that, it can run on down to $9.50. We're talking about the January contract here. To continue the uptrend, though, that bean price has got to go above $10.50. With the big bean harvest, with the big corn harvest, with no wheat demand, I really don't see any of these prices going up anywhere near in the future.
Well, maybe there'll be some movement next week. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.